Welcome back to the West Side Discussion Podcast. My name is Jay. Thanks for listening. This is the fourth episode in the series talking about the new distance driver, the Prince. Today, I'm joined again by Team West Side manager Gabriel Diaz-Serrano. Here it is. Gabe, thanks so much for coming on. How are you doing today?
I am doing all right. Thank you for having me, Jay. It's a pleasure to be back on the podcast for the second time.
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of that, your episode talking about the team sponsorship, that's the most listened to episode I have, and that's where a lot of people find the podcast. So thanks for coming back onto that, and let's try to recreate that magic with the Prince here today.
Hey, I'm all about it. Let's do it.
So where did the idea for this disc come from?
So this originated to USDGC a handful of years ago. Matt Orem had just recently placed within the top 10, and we had just watched Paul Macbeth beat Kyle Kline in a playoff. And afterwards, Matt and I were standing at hole 3, and we had just started talking about what disc he liked in his first year on the team, as well as what discs were missing. And he had talked about the possibility of a disc like the Prince to come out. We went back and forth with some feedback on what we thought the disc should be and what we thought the public would think about the disc. And a year later, after getting about a year and a half, 2 years later, after getting that initial conversation out of the way, we were finally able to make something happen at the same time as being able to secure Matt into a 4-year sponsorship contract with Westside Discs.
So you say you were talking about he was kind of wanting that disc. Were there other molds that this was kind of based on? Like, was he saying, I want, you know, the distance of this, the turn of this disc, etc.?
Yeah, so when we think about distance drivers in the disc golf industry that are kind of the cream of the crop, you often hear about that 12, 13 speed distance driver, the Destroyer, the DD3, the Rive. That kind of mold is one that Westside hasn't had historically, in Matt and I's opinion. And so we thought that that Prince would fill a hole in the lineup for our MA1 players, our big arm players, to provide maximum distance. And then for the slower arm speeds, to provide something that's a wind fighter that just gets a little bit more distance than, say, a Warhorse, an Adder. And so that's kind of the direction we decided to go with it.
And in the production of this disc, how much input did Matt have with it?
Yeah, so obviously the disc originated from that conversation that Matt and I had. I was able to provide all the feedback Matt and I had towards what we'd want to see in that disc. And pushed, hey, this is a disc Matty O and I have been talking about, and Matt really wants to see it into fruition. Matt would like a disc that has a good amount of glide yet stability at the same time, a driver that can work in after a long period of time, still maintain some torque resistance and not flip and burn too much on you. And so Matt was a part of the feedback process for a while. There was a portion where it was just myself pushing really hard with Matt still looking, Matt still asking, and obviously I didn't want to keep telling Matt, hey, we're still trying to make it work. So I said, Matt, let me do the pushing. And when we get it to a point where we're going to get this rocking and rolling, I'm going to cue you back in and we're going to make this happen. And so Matt definitely had the initial input with me in that conversation. And from there, he's had his hand in just the design process as well as the first couple runs, just making sure that his name's on there as well.
How many runs have there been? How many different discs did this lead up to?
Yeah, so we ran the evaluation copy. You've seen a couple of the Westside discs since the Westside buyout a couple years ago have been listed as testers, and I wanted to pay respect to the history of Westside, and Matt and I talked about bringing it back as an evaluation copy instead of tester. So we ran the evaluation copy prints in the VIP plastic as well as the tournament burst plastic. I don't know the exact quantity of how many of each were created, but I'd like to say about 150 of both the VIP and the tournament burst, maybe a little bit less than that. And our plan, and this was recently announced, but our plan is to release the prototype prints via player pack for the AM side of Jonesboro. That is, the pro side is now sponsored by Westside Discs, so we thought this would be a really cool, unique way. Matt would be there on the premises for the release of the disc. So right now you have two different plastic variations, the evaluation copy, that are not widely available to the public yet, per se. There might be some auctioned off here in the future, but the first availability of the prints will be the prototype prints in the Jonesboro player pack, and then if there's any left over from that, there's potential for those extra prototypes to be sold. From there, somewhere in that March-April timeframe, you'll see more prints in production and widely available to the public. It's just the prototype prints itself will only be available primarily through Jonesboro, and I believe they already have a stock stamp edition of the prints that's going to be ready to go either right before or shortly after. But the prototypes is the next thing being produced. It's just not released until Jonesboro AM side.
So I got to sign up for Jonesboro then.
Sounds like it.
So speaking of the stock stamp, is one thing Westside's known for is the stamps. How's the artwork for that coming along? Has that been finalized? Or
we are really, really close. The main thing that hasn't been confirmed yet, that's still kind of a discussion point, and I know that I've heard many of team members bringing this up, is the flight numbers. That's always the trickiest thing in disc golf. So that's still being finalized. In terms of the actual art itself, I think we're pretty dang close with that as well. The first edition of it I saw seemed a little bit too close, in my opinion, to the Westside Kids line. Looked a little too cartoony, and we wanted it to be more in line with what you're used to seeing from Westside. I mean, the Adder and the Bear, the most recent discs, I think have really cool, unique stamps. And we wanted the Prince to, he's the son. He's the son of the king. Right. So we wanted him to have a little bit of a uniqueness to him. So I'm looking at it right now, and I can tell you I'm pretty excited about how the stamp looks. This is not a guy that you want to mess with. He definitely looks like he has plenty of experience in the world.
Absolutely. So speaking of numbers, one thing I was asking other players was to guess, and you probably have a little bit better idea, but now I know these aren't going to be the final numbers, but do you have what you think they should be? Are you able to say that?
I can give that. My evaluation comes from a couple things. One, I've seen Ricky Wysocki and Matt Orem throw the disc. That alone is extremely different than I throw a disc, than many other people throw a disc. So Matt and Rick get a substantial turn out of the disc that a lot of your amateur arm speed / lower pro in terms of arm speed level players might not get. I think when I look at evaluating the numbers, one fact to consider is I think the Sorcerer, for example, I think the Sorcerer's flight numbers historically are flippier than the most recent, or the disc itself is flippier than most recent runs, the 13.5 negative 0.53. I think older Sorcerer runs came out like that. The newer runs, I think, come out a little bit flippier. And so that's where I keep struggling with the flight numbers when I'm doing my personal evaluation. Because if you were to ask me what it is, I think it's a fast 12 speed or a slower 13 speed, or like middle 13 speed. And I think that it has a 5 glide, like most distance drivers. And then the turn, I think it does have like negative 0.5 turn and a fade of 3 or even 3.5. It just depends. Because this is a disc that, if you throw it right, it has plenty of glide. It does have turn potential, maybe not right out of the box, but it does have a substantial fade at the end. It fights headwinds well. And so I would say 13.5, negative 0.53 or 3.5 is my evaluation. But when you watch Ricky and Matt throw it, I definitely see like a negative 1 turn out of it.
You mentioned Ricky. Did he have any input at all? Did he give any feedback in the production of this disc?
Yeah, so what we did, our production manager was very gracious to be able to allow us to send this to our top tier teams, in terms of like the pro side for the West Side team and the Dynamic team, that amongst a couple other dynamic molds. And so we got feedback compiled via QR code on the back of side of most of these discs. And Ricky actually has been throwing the prints quite a bit. He really likes it. He feels it's a distance driver that has been missing in his bag for a while. So it is well loved by both Matt and Rick. Ricky also has a disc coming out that's a distance driver, and Matt also loves that disc. So Matt and Ricky have been really encouraging to one another on the promotion of each other's discs. Ricky's disc is the general, Matt's is the prince. And they both love throwing each other's discs. So it's been really, really unique to see these players utilizing each other's discs and loving them as much as they do.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. And so just to back up a little bit, we've been talking about Matt Orme having his name on it, and those that have seen the videos says Mattio has a signature. Was this something that was part of, and you mentioned his 4-year contract, was this something that was part of his contract to have more discs with his name on it?
Yeah, so I can't get into the full details of Matt's contract, but I can say that this was something that should the partnership between Westside and Matt continue for the future, this is something that both parties wanted to have happen. And so it's definitely something that we're excited to see how the Prince is received to the public. And there could be possibilities moving forward in the future for sure.
And then just for, maybe fans of Matty O, is this are the disc sales going to work like a tour series since his name is on it? Are people going to be able to buy the prints to support Matt?
Yep, proceed of each print, no matter if his name on it or not, moving forward, will be able to support Matt, as this is a co-collaborative disc that was designed. You'll see potential renditions of the disc in the future without Matt's likeness on it, but the Prince project very much is something that belongs to Matt and Westside together. And so Matt will always have some form of support from Westside if you purchase a Prince.
Very cool. So just and then some logistical questions. Earlier you were talking about, you were pushing for this to get, for this to happen. We know that Westside Discs is owned 50-50 by Dynamic and Latitude, and then with House of Discs coming out, who are you pushing this to? Like who makes the decision for this disc? Who did you have to talk to?
Yeah, so there is a bit of a transition with House of Disc in terms of like the brand alignment. And so Westside and Dynamic now work hand in hand. And so for stuff like this, we're able to kind of resort internally towards House of Disc North America here in Emporia. And so a lot of those decisions are coming from here now.
All right, now I do have one more question, but it's not about the print. So before I ask that, is there anything else to add or say about that?
Yeah, I would say many of you potentially are on the Westside Disc Fan Club page or the Westside Disc Fan Bazaar, both of which are phenomenal Facebook groups that show a lot of love and support to Westside. I often will post random posts on there just asking people their thoughts on things. And what people might not think actually does happen, a lot of the feedback that I get on there, I do put into motion as the best as I can in my position. So whenever I post one of those, continue to make your feedback posts on it, because who knows, maybe a disc that you are wanting to have Westside make in the future might come into fruition when I post those, or a tour series disc might come into fruition, or a disc that's been out of production might come back into production. I very much love Westside, have loved Westside for as long as I've been involved in disc golf, and the passion that the Westside fans have, I think, is second to none, especially with the storytelling that we have developed here at Westside Discs over time. And so continue to make comments on those posts, continue to show that love, because I am listening to that, I am seeing the feedback, and I'm working my tail off to try and give Westside fans what they deserve.
Oh, perfect. And I'll post the link to those pages, those groups, in the show notes. And so I guess this question is kind of in line with that. There's the Royal line and the Supreme line. Is Westside going to get a line like that?
You know, Jay, this is something I have been pushing for the last, I think, 2, 3 years now. And I think where we're at right now is we're definitely able to evaluate that more closely and have that possibility come into fruition. So I'm feeling pretty good about that possibility. But as Jeremy Rusko has always said, we're always working on something.
All right. Sounds good. We'll keep an eye on that then, when and if that happens. But thanks again for coming on. Really appreciate it. Got a lot of great information.
Thank you so much, Jay. Love being on here.
This is the Westside Discussion Podcast. Thank you again for listening. The theme song is What Would You Be Like by Kira the Don. We'll continue the discussion next time.